de tejer sueños en tu mente. Mírame, soy tu amor, regrese, le sonrío con los...
In the fight against COVID-19, we must all continue to respect public health guidelines and follow self-isolation instructions. Self-isolate if you have symptoms. Self-isolate after testing. Self-isolate if the test is positive. Self-isolate when you return from a trip. And self-isolate when you've been in contact with someone who's tested positive. Self-isolation is important. Please, take it seriously. Learn more at quebec.ca/self-isolating. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
This is John Fisher of North Chelmsford, Massachusetts. I listen to the International Radio Port every Sunday morning at 10:30 on CKUT 90.3 FM in the fair city of Montreal.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the International Radio Report for December the 6th, 2020, working our way towards the end of the year. We thank you for joining us. We are here every Sunday morning. 30 minutes of news and information from the world of radio for you. My name's Sheldon. Our co-host and techie over there is Jill. How are you doing, Jill?
Pretty good. We're doing the recording on my brand new computer, so that's the tech side of things.
So if something goes screwy, you can blame it on that.
Yes, absolutely.
Exactly. All right, we have a lot of information for you this week. If you'd like to reach us, though, as usual, we have email radioreport@yahoo.com. We have live streaming, and we are archived at the CKUT website, ckut.ca. And we have our Facebook group, International Radio Report. I invite you to join up with the rest of the people in that group, and lots of interesting stories there, plus more information on stories that we include on the show here each week. We'll get started right away with some breaking news that just came in as we were preparing for the show. It is passed along by Horacio Negro, who is a ham radio operator in Uruguay, Charlie X-Ray 3 Bravo Zulu. He reported this to Glenn Hauser's World of Radio. And he is a Spanish listener to the Spanish service of RCI through the web. Of course, Radio Canada International does not broadcast on shortwave and hasn't done so for quite some time. Their programming is only available through their website. So he obviously is a listener through the Spanish programming and posted up this message with an announcement that appears on the RCI website. The authorities of Radio Canada International announced a new restructuring plan for Radio Canada International, which in practice will mean the end of the production of its own original material, as well as a cut to personnel. Now, this is a spin that RCI management, which is actually Radio Canada, the French network, domestic network in Canada. They are saying that this is a plan to modernize for the 21st century. The directors of the Canadian public radio station presented what they described as the new role and relevance of the medium's language service. In 2012, the former conservative federal government. Now, this is a mistake in this notice that they've put out. They say that the federal government had decided on a substantial reduction to RCI's budget. It was not the federal government that decided on that budget cut. It was the management of Radio Canada who decided on it. And that at the time meant the end of shortwave broadcasts and the elimination of dozens of jobs. In the statement with which they presented the new policy for RCI, the directors maintain that this transformation will guarantee that more people from around the world will benefit from relevant and high-quality content to learn more about our country throughout its diversity. The production of Radio Canada International has always been a showcase for the broadcasting and promotion of Canada abroad, as well as one of few means of communications for the so-called cultural minorities, which are rarely reflected in the contents of Radio Canada and CBC domestic programming. The brand new strategy, which will begin to be applied next April, will involve the translation of material from the French and English services of Radio Canada and the CBC, in other words, domestic programs. The language sections will maintain just a single journalist in each of the Spanish, Arabic, and Mandarin services, while those in the English services and French services will be abolished. The change will mean the elimination of 13 permanent positions. In addition, 3 field reporter posts will be established in the Mandarin, Arabic, and Punjabi languages.
This is simple. It is the continuation of what started. It's the CBC trying everything it can to make sure that the Radio Canada International service eventually disappears completely.
This has been the plan, and we've you know, in lobbying that's been done by our organizations and shortwave clubs and listeners around the world, another organization called the RCI Action Committee, of trying to fight these decisions over the years. And it's always been our belief that, as you said, I think Radio Canada and CBC were always envious of RCI, that they had a guaranteed budget. They had a guaranteed service dictated by the government, whoever was in power, that service should exist. When CBC Radio Canada had to go every year, it seemed, and fight for their budget from the government, and it was always being trimmed and cut and whatever. So by taking control of Radio Canada International, Radio Canada's management was able to claw back some of the RCI money back into their pockets by providing services that normally RCI provided themselves with. As Radio Canada started to change the service, RCI had to rely on their technical people, their production people, all kinds of services of Radio Canada, which they had to pay for out of their own RCI budget. So this is the next step. You know, we saw the shortwave transmitter site disappear at Sackville. We saw the programming on shortwave disappear. Everything going to a web-based, which we have tried to find out how many people are listening. We never see those numbers. No. They don't release those numbers. We're both involved in shortwave with a lot of organizations, clubs, and listeners around the world. How many times do we ever hear anybody mention that they still listen to Radio Canada International?
No one. And I always say the same thing every time an international broadcaster disappears from shortwave. It's important to understand that was the voice of your own country to the world.
Exactly.
That disappears. I don't think a lot of people go up and, you know, just go to Google and say, hey, I want to have some Canadian news today.
Yeah.
You know, you had it by default with shortwave, with Radio Canada. You knew what was happening here. You knew about Canadian life. It was a great way to advertise, in a way, Canada to the world. And it's sad. And I mean, with, you know, looking today at the relays, even smaller countries that went off shortwave understood that, you know what, we could go back at a lower cost. Radio Slovakia, Radio Prague, all of these stations understand that using a relay on WRMI puts them back on shortwave where people are listening.
Yeah, you know, you only need to produce the program once. And then you can use different vehicles to distribute it. So fine, put it on your website. But also, at very low cost, you could get it onto one of these relay stations, like Radio Miami, for example, and still reach people via radio. Our biggest concern with this announcement, though, is the content of the programming now is going to be simply translations, or English and French and other language translations, of CBC and Radio-Canada domestic programming. RCI programming in the past was different. It was catered to an international audience. It explained things in a different manner. Now the international people who will try to go and listen to these programs are going to hear programs that you and I hear on domestic radio here in Canada. It's just not the same thing.
Absolutely not.
So there's some action already started on this. We'll have more information next week for sure. But watch our Facebook page and watch other groups related to shortwave. There's going to be information coming out about this over the next week or so. And we'll have an update on it for you next week as well on our program.
Man, sad news.
More sad news in the next story, too.
Yes, the iconic Arecibo Observatory has finally collapsed. This is CBS News via Normand Martel from Saint-Hubert, Quebec. A huge radio telescope in Puerto Rico that has long played a key role in astronomical discoveries collapsed on Tuesday, officials said. The Arecibo Observatory, made famous as the backdrop for pivotal scenes in the James Bond film GoldenEye and other Hollywood hits, had been shuttered since August after a auxiliary cable snapped and caused a 100-foot gash on the reflector dish. Then a main cable broke in early November, leading the National Science Foundation to declare just weeks later that it planned to close the radio telescope because the damage was too great. Many scientists and Puerto Ricans mourned the news, with some tearing up during interviews. Deborah Martorell, a meteorologist in Puerto Rico, tweeted early Tuesday, "Friends, it is with deep regret to inform you that the Arecibo Observatory platform has just collapsed. It was the second largest radio telescope in the world and had been operating for more than half a century. Operated by the National Science Foundation through the University of Central Florida, the iconic observatory was made up of a fixed 1,000-foot-wide dish antenna built into a bowl-like depression that reflects radio waves from space to a 900-ton instrument platform suspended 450 feet above by cables stretching from three support towers. For 57 years, the observatory played a leading role observing deep space targets, bodies in the solar system, and using powerful lasers, the composition and behavior of Earth's upper atmosphere. Before its collapse, the observatory withstood hurricanes and earthquakes and played central roles in movies like GoldenEye and Contact." And you can actually see the collapse of the radio telescope that was captured on video on YouTube. We'll post the link on Facebook. It's kind of impressive to look at. A couple of things that are notable for Arecibo. Two things. One is, there was a controversy a little bit back then. In 1974, they sent a message. It's called the Arecibo Message, which was sent towards the globular star cluster M13 and contained enough information to kind of have a little chart on who we are as humans. And a lot of scientists back then said, you know, maybe we shouldn't advertise that the Earth exists. These aliens, maybe they're, going to be bad guys, going to come over. And the other thing that Arecibo was popular for, a lot of you might remember, there was a program called SETI at Home. You could install that on your computer, and your computer was actually used with millions of other computers to search for extraterrestrial life. And a lot of the data came from Arecibo, actually. And I remember that. I was so happy to search for, you know, alien life, maybe, and little alien signals out there. That actually stopped this year after 21 years. So it's sad because that was a major instrument of science, and it's sad to see that it will be gone forever.
Yeah, I don't think there'll be any plans to rebuild something like that. Certainly, at least not at that site, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Next, we have a story for fans of classical music. There's a special anniversary coming up and a festival. WQXR, which is New York City's classical music station, announced Beethoven Immortal, 5 days of special programming exploring the legacy of Ludwig von Beethoven in honor of his 250th birthday. lived a long time, this guy, 250 years. The festival airs Saturday, December 12th through Wednesday, December the 16th. Beethoven Immortal explores the question, what does Beethoven mean today? He experienced profound isolation set against the backdrop of a world grappling with social change and economic uncertainty. As we enter the final weeks of 2020, a tumultuous year spent largely isolated from one another, WQXR invites listeners to rediscover the resonance of Beethoven's revolutionary work and the power of music to bring people together. The station is at 105.9 in New York City. You can also access it online at wqxr.org. Beethoven's music will fill the air over the course of the 5 days with classical performances, new interpretations, and reflections each hour, honoring the iconic musician and bringing listeners closer to his work. And there'll be some other special programming within that block that you might want to check out. So check it out, wqxr.org. And if you're within New York City range, you can hear them live on the radio, 105.9. And I know a lot of people lament that classical music is disappearing from radio quite in many places. Here in Montreal, we lost our Radio Classique station not too long ago.
Yeah.
So if you do like to listen to classical music from the radio, WQXR is probably a real pioneering station in doing that sort of thing in the world. So you can check them out. We'll put a link up for this as well.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting and learning a little more about Beethoven at the same time. So SAQ Christmas transmission is canceled. This is via Mike Terry, via Southgate Amateur Radio News. So the Grahamtown station, SAQ on 17.2 kilohertz, as a result of the prevailing circumstances in our society, we unfortunately have to inform that the traditional Christmas Eve transmission is canceled. We find it sad to have to make this decision, but see it as necessary measure to protect everyone involved. While waiting for the next transmission with SAQ, there are several YouTube clips that you can actually look at from previous transmissions that you can watch. We truly regret this and hope for your understanding of the situation and continued support for the business. We hope that our old lady, as they call him, can soon be heard on the air again. Grahamtown World Heritage Foundation and Alexander GVV Friends Association. So, sad to, it's understandable, but it's sad that they had to cancel it.
They normally would invite a lot of guests to the radio station for that special transmission each year. So I guess because of that, they've decided, you know, rather than have a bunch of people come in, best to just, you know, as with many events, take a year off and hope that by, you know, into next year, everything gets back to normal again. So sad that that traditional transmission won't be happening this year.
Yep.
In the weeks ahead, though, we'll have some other news on other special things coming up for the holidays that you can listen to. So we'll have some of that information coming up. We have a new story from Alex Kaminsky that he found on Amateur Radio Newsline. And this is about unauthorized transceivers that have popped up on the market. This is the FCC taking action against the marketing of unauthorized transceivers. The FCC on November the 24th, their enforcement bureau, issued a citation and order concerning the illegal marketing of unauthorized radio frequency devices. The citation says that it notifies Rugged Race Products Incorporated that it unlawfully marketed 6 models of radio frequency devices that A, operated outside the scope of their respective equipment authorization or without any equipment authorization, and B, permitted any operator to program and transmit on new frequencies using the device's external operation controls, and C, lacked the appropriate labeling. Now, they list a whole bunch of models of these handheld radios that this company, Rugged Radios, was selling. And their major concern, to put it in simple terms, is they were able to transmit out of band of what the bands that the radios were used for, initially meant for. So that can be obviously a serious problem.
That continues on the they also have started regulating and making sure that the Baofeng little Baofeng transceivers also should not get in. I mean, if you look on eBay also and everywhere, there's a lot of these handheld portables that not just transmit on the ham bands, but also transmit almost on any frequency you want, which is a big, big problem. I mean, imagine if you start using this and transmit on, I don't know, an emergency service frequency suddenly. Crazy.
Yeah. The potential for problems is you know, is so evident in things like this. I looked up Rug Race products, and there it seemed they were marketing these radios to be used for people that go to auto races.
Yeah.
I guess they're pre-programmed for frequencies that are used by, you know, track crews and racing teams and things like that. But, you know, with software modifications and what have you, people were able to start using them on other frequencies. For monitoring, maybe okay, but if they're able to transmit, that's where the problem is.
That's a big problem, absolutely.
So anyways, the FCC has stepped in and have issued this citation and order. So I guess they won't be marketing. I actually looked, the radios are already gone from the website. So they paid attention.
Yeah.
So there you have it.
That didn't take time. But, you know, it is a concern. I mean, and it's tough to also block these. I mean, when they come from overseas also, I mean, they have to be, you know, at the border, somebody has to check what's inside and make sure that none of those transmitters actually come, unfortunately, often unlocked. So on the Sun, we have a lot of activity still this week, of course. Many sunspots have continued to rotate on the disk. So there's three major sunspot groups right now. 2786, 88, and 2790. It's been rather quiet. We were expecting that maybe there could be solar flares, there could be a lot of things happening, but it stayed rather quiet with not too much flare activity. Conditions have been really amazing. 2-3 days this week, I had 10 meter was open actually with some activity. So just reaching above the 100 mark is enough for 10 meters to open. Take a listen. If you're a ham radio operator and haven't made contacts on 10 meters for a while, I think it's worth checking out. Solar flux is hovering at about 103. K-index stayed quite low most of the time, so conditions were in general really good. And there's no major coronal holes right now on the Sun, so conditions should continue to be rather quiet. Higher frequencies, go and check that out, because with the solar flux still above 100, it could be interesting to listen to. And of course, turn on that radio.
I'm Brian Penny of Brewster, Massachusetts. You're tuned to the International Radio Report. 30 minutes of news about radio on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
So there's an interesting little, it's not officially, it's not kind of a contest, but it's kind of a fun thing to do, I think. This is via Southgate Amateur Radio News. The European Radio Amateurs Organization announces a new party on the air, this time with the motto, Catching Christmas Stations. Remember, this is not a contest. It is just a radio meeting with a few simple rules. Better to call them recommendations. The purpose, the tradition of Santa Claus and the spirit of Christmas have reached the waves in recent years. At this season, some stations with special suffix go on the air, like YP2XMAS for Christmas. Also, others with their regular suffix join the event. Pay attention to their unusual call and do not miss the opportunity to participate with children. Date and time, well, this goes on from December 1st to December 31st. It's a 24-hour event. It's really going on full-time right now until the end of the month. Bands and modes is all modes and frequencies, mainly in HF bands. And a call, CQ-EURAO party, ho, ho, ho. Exchange, well, because this is a QSO event, not a contest, you can talk about whatever you want in any language and for as long as you like. Here are some topic suggestions to get conversation going. Name, city, locator, weather, antennas, rigs, etc. Also talk about QSL interchange. Tell the truth. If you don't want to exchange QSL, just say no thanks. But if you like, and to have a memory of your contact, feel free to use our Eurobureau QSL certificate of participation for all those sending the log and with a minimum of 10% QSOs confirmed. Eurobureau QSL, you can use it to interchange QSLs even if you're not a member. In this case, just send a QSL to the entry point of the country of the station you have. So this is kind of a fun little thing, and why not add the Christmas spirit and holidays to have fun on the radio at the same time?
And you've got the whole month to participate.
Absolutely. So,
that's even better.
And no pressure. It's not a contest. It's just having fun with, you know, Christmas.
And to wrap up today's show, we have our usual calendar of events coming up in the ham radio world. There's a big event, a big contest. And it's funny, you were just mentioning 10 meters opening. Well, perfect timing.
Yep.
The ARRL is holding their 10 meter band contest. It runs from 0-100 December the 12th to 2359 Zulu December the 13th. It is all modes and it is 10 meter band only. The objective for amateurs worldwide to exchange QSO information with as many stations as possible on the 10 meter band. You can get the details at ARRL.org/10-meter. And this is going to get crazy. It always does, particularly if the band is open.
I really hope that the SolarFlex stays high so that it is open. I love 10 meters for the fact that very low powered stations can make really big distances really super easily. It's one of the great bands for that low power and great distance.
All right, so check that one out if you're a ham or a shortwave listener as well. You can tune across and see how many different countries you can hear on 10 meters, which is always fun. For you digital people out there, the TRC Digi Contest, it's by the Thracian Rose Club in Bulgaria. It runs from 600 Zulu December 12th to 1800 Zulu December the 13th. It's 80 through 10 meters. And they ask you to observe the IARU band plan. And this one is RTTY. So if you're into radio teletype, you can check that one out. We'll put the link up to their website with all of the rules for that contest. So we've had a phone, an all-mode contest, an RTTY contest. And the last one is a CW contest coming up next weekend. It is called the Straight Key Century Club Weekend Sprintathon. 1200 Zulu December the 12th to 2359 Zulu December the 13th. The Straight Key Century Club Weekend Sprintathon is open to all licensed amateurs as well as shortwave listeners. All participants must use a straight key, a side swiper, or a bug. Those are three different styles of CW keyers that the CW operators use. Participants may sprint on 160 through 6 meters, so you've got a wide spread, excluding the work bands, though. So we'll put up the link for this one as well. So I know there's a lot of people that still like to use CW in contests. Oh, yeah. You hear the speeds that they use are just incredible, too, during a contest. It's just crazy speeds that some of these guys operate at. So
it's very popular. Last week was the CQ Worldwide Contest on CW, I believe. Man, the amount of stations that you could see, especially when you have an SDR, all the stations right next to each other, and CW doesn't take a lot of space, so there was a lot of activity.
Yeah, and it doesn't take much for the signal to come through in CW as well, so that's really what makes these contests so popular, I think, for the CW operators.
And like you said before, I think it's important to say it, you know, these are amateur radio contests, but shortwave listeners can actually take part as listeners and try to tune in these amateur stations on their shortwave radios.
This would be good practice, too, for any hams that are trying to learn the code. There's going to be so many code operators on the air at all different levels and all different speeds, so it might be something you can use as training exercises as well. If you don't want to use decoders to decode them, which, of course, you can do, there's all kinds of software to decode that, CW. But if you want to try it by ear and practice your own code decoding, a contest is a great way to do it. So,
and like I say, it's a great way to hear countries that maybe international broadcasters are not there anymore, but ham radio operators are.
there you have it. Lots of information. We invite you to go to our Facebook page in particular, where we'll put up some of these stories and some of the links to information you'll need to follow up on some of them. We invite you to post your own material there as well for us. Look for us on Facebook, International Radio Report. That'll do it. We'll talk to you again next Sunday on the International Radio Report on CKUT 90.3 FM from the wonderful city of Montreal.
C is for
cauliflower,
confusion, creation,
pickle, K for
kitten,
camp,
see, wait, sandwich, U, unbearable,
U is for underground,
oh, yeah,
umbrella,
T, trite,
tremendous,
torment,
tire,
C, K,
I can't think of a U one,
T,
F is for famous,
fun, fumble, M is for Montreal.
Red alert. The spread of COVID-19 is at a critical level in your area or a neighboring region. Getting together with family or friends is prohibited, and traveling to other regions is not recommended. More targeted restrictions have been put into place to limit the spread and prevent a lockdown. Learn more at quebec.ca/coronavirus. Continue to wash your hands, keep a 2-meter distance, and wear a mask when physical distancing is impossible. We need to act now. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.